Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Menachos Daf Nun Beis, Menachos 52. In today's Daf Yomi, we begin the fifth chapter of Mesechas Menachos, and the chapter is called HaMenachos Baus Matzah. The chapter is called All of the Menachos, All of the Grain Offerings in the Temple are required to be Matzah, meaning to say they're prohibited to become Chametz. Chutz except with the exception of the 10 loaves of bread that come with the Thanksgiving offering and the 2 loaves that are brought on Shavuos that are also chametz, that they are leavened bread. So we'll go back a little bit and explain. All the menachos require matzah, and if they leaven, if they ferment and rise, they are disqualified. The Gemara is going to explain that even though the Torah does not mention that we at any point that we add water to the menachos, nevertheless, and we know that if you don't add water, that it can't become chametz, because the Gemara says explicitly on 57b that the oil that they add on to the grain is not able to ferment it, is not able to cause it to leaven, because we have a concept that may peros, that the liquid from fruits is not able to cause something to become chametz. Nevertheless, we're going to learn on 55a that it was necessary for all the menachos to be mixed with water in order to be mixed properly. And so therefore we're going to need water, even though the water is not mentioned in the Torah. And so therefore the oil that they add is not sufficient in order to knead it properly. And so our Mishnah is teaching us that when we add water, we have to be very careful that it doesn't ferment, that it doesn't become chametz. And the Gemara is going to explain on 53a the source for this in the Torah, that all the menachos must be matzah. Now, in addition to the fact that the menachos require matzah, our Mishnah is pointing out that there are two types of offerings that are chametz. And the two types we're offering are 10 of the loaves that come with the Thanksgiving offering. The Thanksgiving offering, we've already discussed this on several occasions, that if a person needs to bring a Thanksgiving offering because of some special event that happened in their life, they have to bring with that 40 loaves of bread. But 10 of those loaves are chametz, because it states in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 13, Achalos lechem chametz yakriv karbano, that you shall bring it on bread that has leaven. And so therefore, that is what our Mishnah is referring to, the 10 loaves of leavened bread that come with the other 30 loaves. In addition to that, there is another type of offering that is called the 2 loaves, that it states in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 17, chametz teafena. So that these are the 2 loaves that are brought on the holiday of Shavuos, that in addition to the special additional offerings of the Karban Shavuos, they brought additional offerings. And the additional offering was where 2 sheep, shnei kavah, that were brought as a shlamim offering, which are called the kivtzei hatzeres. So with these kivtzei hatzeres, they brought 2 loaves of bread that it is prohibited for them to be matzah, so that these loaves of bread need to be chametz. And each one of these loaves of bread comes from an isaron of soes, and they are coming from the tevua chadasha. They are coming from the new grain, and they are going to allow the new grain to be offered. So this is the basic idea, that these are the offerings that are coming in the temple that are chametz. One more point that we should make about this is that even though the town of our mission is calling these menachos, and they are saying all the menachos that are matzah except for these, nevertheless, they're not directly, the Torah calls the one on Shavuos a mincha. It says, B'yom ha-bikurim ba-krivchem mincha chadasha. But the breads of Thanksgiving are not called a mincha. And so, indeed, the Gemara did already say that lachmei toda lo ikru mincha, but shtei alechem are called a mincha. So our Tan is just mentioning it here because it wants to point out that there's another type of offering which is brought as a chametz offering. What is the basic reason why the shtei halachem and the lachmei toda are chametz offerings? What is the commonality between them? So there's a lot of drashas on this, and there's a lot of homilies on this, and that the chametz represents gashmius, or physical benefits in the world, or represents the yetzer hara, and matzah represents the absence of sin. So one idea that I saw in the in amongst the Hasidic commentaries is that when a person brings a thanksgiving offering, he is recognizing the greatness of God, and so he is recognizing it from the physicality in this world, and so therefore it's clear that he's not going to sin because his heart or her heart loves Hashem so much and is so grateful for everything they have in this world, and so therefore a person can bring an offering of chametz to say that this is the will of Hashem, and so therefore he's saying that I am recognizing that all the physicality in the world, that normally we stay away from chametz and we just run for matzah, that I'm recognizing that all of this is from God. And so therefore the Thanksgiving offering can be part of chametz also, in order to say that we are recognizing that everything in the world comes from God. And so too with respect to the Shtei Alechem that's brought on Shavuos, which is the time of the giving of the Torah, it's a recognition that the reason why the Jewish people were given the Torah was because we have the Yetzer Hara within us, and it's our responsibility to conquer the Yetzer Hara. That's why the Midrash states that on Shabbos 88b, that when Moshe went up to heaven, the Malachi Ashari said to Hashem, why are you giving the Torah to these people? And so Hashem has given to the Jewish people the Torah specifically because we have the Yetzer Hara. And that's why the Jewish people got the Torah as opposed to the Malachi Asharis, to recognize that it's our responsibility to use the Torah to help us conquer the Yetzer Hara. And so that's why some commentaries say that specifically the Shtei Alechem and the Lach Metodah are the offerings that have Chametz.